Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
My name's Ahmad, and I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I'm calling for Joel De La Cruz. He's the potential Roundup claimant, and he's on the line with me.
Thank you. Hey, Joel, how you doing today?
How you doing, boss? Pretty good.
I can't complain either. Cannot complain either. My name's Harold. I'll be able to assist you here further. I just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
No. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Did you spray Roundup yourself?
Yeah, it was a spray bottle that spray I bottle. Used.
Yeah. How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup?
It's at least 10 years.
At least 10 years? Would you say you sprayed at least 10 separate times in those 10 years?
No. I kind of used it a lot. You know, it was part of my job at the moment, so... Yeah,
gotcha.
I had to do it. Use it like a few times out the week.
How many
almost
times?
Every day.
How many times out of the week do you think?
I would say probably maybe once a day. Well, I would work 5 days a week, so I would say 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay, so you have sprayed it at least 10 times in your lifetime?
Yes.
Okay, and so you sprayed it for 10 separate days? Gotcha. All right. And now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to Roundup?
No, I have not signed anything.
All right. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
All righty. And now, you said you sprayed it for work, is that correct?
Yes.
Ready for work. Did you also spray it at home, or was it just for work?
Yeah, I did it at home quite a few times, but nowhere near as much as work, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
It was in January 2023. I would want to say January 7th, because I remember my birthday is, like, right before that day. So, yeah, it's 2023 of January, I think the 7th, but definitely that month and year.
Gotcha. Do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
Yeah, I was just kind of discussing that with Ahmad. I told him, like, I'm pretty much, like, a messy person, you know, and it's been a while. It's safe to say that it's lost. But I shouldn't have a problem requesting it, you know, like getting like some copies. But as far as me having it at the moment, currently I would say no. I think that just I don't know where they are, you know.
Gotcha. No worries. The hospital, indeed. You know if the hospital has them for sure?
Absolutely, they should.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries then. Alrighty. And now, could I go ahead and get the property address or the work address that you used Roundup?
I was mobile, you know, I was landscaping, I was out of my truck.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. So,
what's your business? What's the name of your business?
I didn't have nothing really filed as far as a business for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of like, what's that? I'm sorry.
No worries. What's your property address that you did spray it at?
K-Y-L-I-G-L-E-N. That's Kylie Glenn. One word. And that's Lane. 5218 Kylie Glenn Lane, that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And then, have you had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or was it just the one?
It was just the one.
Just the one. Gotcha. Okay. Do you know of any colleagues, neighbors, or anyone else who sprayed the Roundup spray?
No.
No. And how old were you when you got diagnosed?
About last year, so 35.
35. And then you said you sprayed up for about 10 years.
Yeah, because I remember starting doing that in like
Gotcha.
2013 back in March, yeah.
Gotcha. And now you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Absolutely.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
No.
Nope. Did you ever have a organ transplant, autoimmune disease, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Nope. Have you ever had Epstein-Barr, lupus, or any other chemo for any other cancer?
No.
And is there family history of cancer?
Is my family what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No worries. Is there family history of cancer?
No.
Nope.
No
And then
family history.
no
Actually.
family history. And then could you go ahead and spell out your first name for me?
Sure. Joel.
Perfect. And then for your last name?
DELACRUZ.
All one word.
All one word, yep.
Thank you. And now, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
My what?
Your gender.
Male.
And are you married?
No.
Nope. And now for your date of birth.
January 9th, 1988.
1988. And now for your social.
What's that? I didn't hear you, sorry.
For your social.
058-74-9821.
And how did you first learn about your connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it like through an ad? Did your doctor tell you?
It definitely was through an ad.
Through an ad.
Yes, online.
Like a Facebook ad or something like that.
Yeah, it was online. I figured where I seen it. I was online. I was on my phone, and I decided to get checked out, or whatever. But it was online.
Gotcha. Okay. And was that sometime this year when you kind of first found out?
Nah, couldn't have been this year if I was diagnosed last year. Nah, it was before. When I first found out, you're asking me? Nah, it
Right.
wasn't this
Well,
year. No.
no. Gotcha. Okay. So you were first aware that Roundup was related to your injuries last year?
Yeah.
And how tall are you?
I'm a 5'11". I wish I've been praying to hit 6 feet, but never did it.
And
So
how much do you weigh?
I'm like 161. Might have gone lower. I might have gone like 150 some, but last time I checked, 161.
Gotcha. And for your email address?
Email JDC1397@gmail.
And then your phone number, 516-782-8919. Is that the best phone number for you?
Yes, that's the best phone number.
And how many times? So you said you sprayed it for work, right? So about 5 times a week.
Yeah, at least 5 times.
Okay. So it's safe to say you sprayed it at least 20 times a month.
Yeah,
Okay.
pretty
And
much. 'Cause I had like a routine with, each property or each house I've done, so.
gotcha. And then, would you say you sprayed Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
You said prior?
Prior to you being diagnosed, correct.
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you started in 2013, right?
Yes.
And then, when did you stop spraying Roundup? 2023. Gotcha. Okay. Around the same time, you know, everything happened.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you use any protective gear while you sprayed it or no?
I've used some gloves, but I don't know if it was, obviously it wasn't good enough to protect, but it was just gloves, you know?
Gotcha.
I didn't think nothing of it. It's just, you know, I thought Roundup was pretty much like a basic. I didn't think nothing of it, you know?
Right.
But, yeah.
Gotcha. And then you mostly sprayed in residential areas, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then you only sprayed it in North Carolina, basically?
Yes. And also, actually, no.
Was your main...
What's that?
Your main use, was it in North Carolina?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Spraying. That's home spray. Okay. And now you said you used it about 5 times a week, about 20 times a month. Let's see, so about 240 times a year. And then you said you did that for about 10 years, right? So about 2,400 times in your lifetime you've been exposed to Roundup. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, that sounds correct.
All right.
Like 5 times a week, yep.
There we go. And your water, is it near a water well or is it city water?
City water.
City water. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
I'm not. Wait, exposed to what? I'm sorry.
No worries. Any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
Nah.
Nope, nothing like that. And then did you use concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
And then you bought it. Where would you typically buy it? Walmart, Home Depot?
I would buy it from Home Depot. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then do you have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession?
I don't.
No, that's completely fine.
I don't have a bag. I don't have, yeah.
No worries. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Nope. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And who is your current employer?
Amazon.
Perfect. Do you have an address?
One second. Let me look it up. Should be 8,000. 8,000? Tuckasegee Road. I can spell that out for you.
Perfect.
T-U-C-K. Aseegee Road.
Perfect. And now, what's your current job title?
I'm basically a material handler. I work in the warehouse.
Gotcha. Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries, any treatments?
No.
No? Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Nope. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Nope. And then besides any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a felony or of a crime?
No.
And now, could I go ahead and get the hospital that diagnosis?
Sure. Novant Health, Presbyterian Medical Center.
Is that the one at the 200 Hawthorne Lane in Charlotte, North Carolina?
That's the one. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you or no?
I do. Dr. Justin Favaro.
Do you know how to spell his last name or no?
Yeah, I think I do. F as in Franklin. A. V. V as in Vicky. A-R-O.
Perfect. And we're almost done here. And how has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
How has what?
How has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
It's been some side effects there as far as like night sweats when I sleep, and some skin irritation here and there, pops up, goes away, comes back. But sometimes I have trouble breathing, but that's pretty much it. The night sweats could be a battle sometimes, but that's pretty much it.
When was the last date you got treated for any, for anything, any chemo, radiation, surgeries, anything like that?
The last date, I don't know. It was sometime in 23.
Okay.
It wasn't this year, yeah. So.
Gotcha. Sometime in 23.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And did you have chemo, stem cell transplant, radiation, surgery? What type of treatment did you have?
I didn't have no surgery. The chemo that was given to me was through IV.
Gotcha.
It was like just like a cycle, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do it like once a month.
Gotcha.
And other than that, it was like I said earlier, them steroid shots they gave me. But that's about it, yeah.
And what is your current property address?
The one that you have on file, 3012 Highland Drive, apartment F as in Franklin, and that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. I'm sorry, I didn't know if you had it on file or not.
No worries. No worries.
Yeah, because I probably got you mixed up with the last person I spoke with. But, because we spoke about my address. But, that's my address.
And that, what was the apartment number one more time?
F as in Franklin.
Gotcha. And so that's 3012 High Glen Drive, apartment F, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269?
Yep.
All righty. Now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
I could put down my friend. His name is Peter Maxwell. And his phone number is 980-266-1942.
Perfect. Now, I do just want to verify this information is correct before I go ahead and send this over to you. I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes.
All right.
And now, you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. You sprayed it at work and at home. You were diagnosed 1-7-2023. The property address at home that you sprayed at 5218 Kylie Glen Lane in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216. And then for work, you had, it was mobile work, so you kind of went everywhere around the North Carolina area. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 when you were diagnosed. You sprayed Roundup for 10 years. You did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during those 10 years period, correct?
Right.
And now you are a resident of the United States. You were never diagnosed with any diseases. You spare name J-O-E-L, last name De La Cruz, D-E-L-A-C-R-U-C, all one word. Your date of birth, 1-9-1988. Your social, 058-74-9821. You're 5'11", 161 pounds. Your email address is jdc1397@gmail.com. Here you started to spray Roundup in 2013, stopped in 2023. You sprayed it roughly 20 times a month. You only use gloves, for the protective gear. you did use the concentrate. You used to concentrate. You currently work at Amazon at the moment. You're seen by Dr. Foz Varro at the Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center, 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204. And your current property address, 3012 Highland Drive, Apartment F, Charlotte, North Carolina, 282629. And you did spray Roundup 1 4 year prior to you being diagnosed. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yeah, that all sounds correct.
Alrighty, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Familiar with what?
With DocuSign.
Oh, DocuSign, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So I'm going to get that over to you now. And it is it okay if we contact Peter in the event that we cannot get a hold of you?
They say what? I'm sorry.
No worries. Is it okay if we contact Peter in the event that we can't get a hold of you?
Sure, absolutely.
Alrighty. So I just sent you over the documents now. Go ahead and check your email or your text message, whatever is easiest for you to kind of open it up.
Alright, 1 second. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yep.
Document.
Yep, perfect. And then I'm gonna send you a separate text right now. That way you have my direct line.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? You're gonna send a text for what?
Oh, I'm just gonna send you a separate text message with my direct line. That way you know it's me whenever I kind of text.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm gonna send you the information for the law firm as well. So you're working with Pulaski Law Group. So they're based out of Texas. So let me send it to you now. And then, yeah, whenever you're able, whenever I get those documents back from you, I can send them up to the law firm. And then how this process is going to work. They'll take a look at the documents, make sure, you know, everything fits within their guidelines. They will then call you within a week. And, you know, basically do a case verification. They're going to, you know, basically verify this information is correct one more time. And then at that point, they'll be able to, you know, basically request the medical records and everything like that from the hospital.
Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Are you able to get those open right now?
Yeah, I kind of... I clicked it. It's still loading up.
Gotcha, okay.
Give me 1 second, let me see. I'm just trying to redo it pretty fast. Okay, yeah, okay. Loading pretty slow, I don't know why. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm filling out. I'm doing it now.
Perfect. Perfect. Yep. I just got them back right now. I appreciate that. So I'm going to get these sent over to the law firm now. And then in a couple of days, like I said, they'll give you a phone call to basically verify this information one last time. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me? Anything?
At the moment, no. No, I don't.
Okay. All righty. Well, if you do, you have my direct line. That 949 number is my direct line. I'll be in contact with you within these next couple of days here just to, you know, make sure that the law firm has called you, okay?
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate the help today.
No problem. No problem at all. If you need anything, you just give me a call. All right, Joel?
All right. I got you. Thanks.
All right. No problem. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too. All right.